started out, amazing, started out teaching preschoolers. Now, preschoolers that need to know how to tie their shoes, that need to know how to zip up their coat, that need to know how to use the bathroom in time, and all of that, that's no picnic. I challenge any of you to spend all day with 12 to 14 preschoolers and see how you like it. No wonder his hair has gotten some gray in it. That's right. And 2 years doing that, and they realized that they had a gem of a teacher, and so they moved him to another building. And actually, he ended up in the same classroom that I finished up in Ketchikan. So that I was telling him how to arrange the furniture to be like my classroom. Praise God. And now past 10 years in Ketchikan, coming up on number 11, right? Is that, well, how many?
13.
Whoa. Way past what we'd spent in Ketchikan. So, amen. You can make it. You can make it. I know you're standing, so let's bring Brother Jeff to the pulpit to preach to us tonight in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. If you remain standing, we'll go to Daniel chapter 3 and verse 15. Only keep you up for just a moment longer. Amen. This reminded me, Brother Churchill, of those old days with your beautiful padded pews in Kenai, and we'd stay up just worshiping and praising God. Amen. What were those? Good times. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. You don't regret what you've done in worship unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I appreciate my brother's testimony in his ministry. Amen. Unbelievable preacher and Mike as well, delivering continual revelation. Always such a treat to hear him minister and the rest of the ministry team. Amen. It is so humbling, as always, to be a minister of the Lord, but especially here where there's so many that could take the mic and do so much better of a job than I do. Amen. But appreciate you being willing to listen a little bit. Amen. And God bless you. It's always nice going to the campground. I call that heaven's consulate, heaven's embassy. Amen. But when you live here, hallelujah. Amen. You enjoy that same presence that I do. Amen. But the campground can become a little bit more of a byword within the household. Amen. It's a place of work, a place of labor. Amen. Those cabins don't clean themselves. Amen. The tabernacle doesn't clean itself, and so we appreciate all of your preparation for that, that we can show up, and I guess it just looks nice like this all the time, amen. I guess it's always clean and always so presentable, hallelujah. I'm just glad that it just works out that way. No, there's some folks that put their shoulders to the grindstone and get that job done for us, and we're thankful for that, amen. Praise the Lord that we can all enjoy that time. Now, Daniel chapter 3 and verse 15, give honor to my pastor, amen, and my nieces and nephews, my sisters-in-law, God bless you, amen, and so thankful to have my wife here, praise the Lord. I'm nothing, amen, my ministry is nothing, hallelujah, without the help of my wife. Daniel chapter 3 and verse 15, it says, "Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, and my favorite, the sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down." And that's a phrase specific to idol worship. You might know this this quote, who spoke this quote, "All these things will I give to you," or "give you, if you will but fall down and worship me." Remember that? Amen. It's fall down and worship the image which I have made, which is why the Old Testament God said, "No images of me." Amen. But if you'll do that, everybody say, "Well." Amen. As in, things will go well for you. "But if you worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." And it's interesting to note that this is the first time that hour is given as a division of time. The same hour. Amen. And I'm thankful that the Lord would hijack the hour, amen, and use it continually in the right way. But what he's saying is immediately you're going to be thrown in the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. Somebody say, Lord God, here in Sterling, Alaska, amen, you've thrown us into a fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Amen. And the question, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? And I want to look at that thought tonight. Who is that God? Praise the Lord. Who is that God? Hallelujah. Go ahead and bump your neighbor, bump him awake and say, who is that God? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and pray together when you're done with that. Jesus, we love you. We thank you. We pray your anointing, God. We're nothing without your anointing, Lord. Come and take over in our midst. Do a tremendous work tonight, we pray. In Jesus' holy name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Praise God. Bless you. Amen. Go ahead and bump somebody else. And tell them you're glad to see them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who is that God? We're talking about a fiery furnace, amen. And I'm going to heat it up to the point of, I'll call it seven times. That's just as hot as it could possibly get, I believe, amen. Who is that God that can deliver you? Praise the Lord. And I'm appreciative of the young men's answer. There's sometimes some things that we just cannot fear. There's some foundations that have just got to be firm in our lives that I don't care what you're saying. Amen. You can't shake my faith. You can't shake my foundation. Amen. I believe in this. I'm not careful to answer you. Amen. I'm not trying to win any friends of this world. Hallelujah. But I'm going to stand firm and I will never bow. Hallelujah. Because I believe in that God. That God that can deliver out of the fire. Hallelujah. I believe in a God who can deliver no matter the situation that I'm facing. So, Brother Norm, I just believe in my heart. I don't care what emperor's speaking to me. I don't care what king. I don't care what councilman. Hallelujah. I'm not backing down from what do I believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our God, all they can say is able to deliver. God will deliver us either from death or he'll deliver us into death. Hallelujah. I said somebody that believes that, would you clap your hands tonight? I said he'll deliver us from death or he'll deliver us in death. Hallelujah. Either way, we're glorious. Either way, it's victorious in the name of the Lord. Praise God. I appreciate Brother Mike often. I don't know that he'll even call these fellows by their Babylonian names. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But I'm thankful some folks that didn't forget the names that they were given with meanings directed towards what God had done in them. Amen. Shadrach is Hananiah. That is, Yah is gracious. Meshach is Mishael, who is what God is. Hallelujah. Abednego means servant of Nebo. That's a Babylonian god, and actually a god that had gone through a bunch of different cultures. But really what he held to is Azariah, which means Yah has helped. Hallelujah. But the king says it's going to get seven times hotter. And knowing the severity of that heat, he commanded the mightiest men to throw them in bound. That's what the world does, is takes the mightiest for useless jobs. It takes the world and the mightiest of the world and puts them into different things and says, learn your pronouns and your other junk, amen. The other things of this world that's going to take you nowhere. Learn inclusiveness and tolerance. Don't stand on any truth. And we're going to waste you in some project and you're going to die for nothing, for no reason. That's what the world will bring you. But I wonder if there's somebody rising today that says there's a God. Woo! I said there's a God that I serve. There's a God that I believe in. And he's got a purpose for my life. Hallelujah. And that purpose, Brother Walker, is from the womb to the tomb. Hallelujah. To the age of my old age, he is still here. He's still my strength. He's still my help. He's still my God. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Micah spoke to his day in Micah chapter 7 and verse 2. He said, the good man is perished out of the earth. And there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net. They're just looking to catch you any way they can. Cancel your life. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. Verse 6, for the son dishonors the father. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. But I'm thankful, amen, within the midst of all that problem, we can have a Micah moment. Amen. Somebody say it's time for a Micah moment. Praise God. Micah's name means who is like Jehovah. And he lives up to his name as he begins to glorify God in verse 18 of Micah chapter 7 when he asks, who is a God like unto thee? There is nothing new under the sun. Amen. I'm done dwelling on the condition of this fallen world, Micah says. Amen. I've got a God that extends beyond what is under the sun. And so he says in verse 7, therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Woo! Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, you need a Micah moment. Amen. Sometimes when this world is getting you down, sometimes when you think maybe it would be better if I just went over into this worldly entertainment or this worldly life, amen, you need that Micah moment to remind you there's nobody like God. There's no freedom like the freedom of being in His presence. There's no high in this world that can get you as high as the Most High God. There's no entertainment as good as God. Who is like unto God? Praise the Lord. Why don't you clap your hands as you're seated?
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then Nebuchadnezzar, amen. And forgive me if I don't walk around very much. I hope I can keep your attention. But as soon as I walk away from the monitor, my voice starts going. Hallelujah. Amen. Takes me a couple rounds here, get my voice in shape to be able to preach in a microphone. Praise God. But it says in Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3:24, the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king, hallelujah. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Remember, he said, amen, it's at that hour. I'm going to give you another chance, and when you hear the dulcimer and the sackbut and all that stuff going on, amen, you better bow down, or at that hour, you're going into the fiery furnace. What he's understanding now is it's not your hour, King. This is God's hour to show himself, amen, to show the world that there is a God. There's a God that will deliver you from the fire. I don't know what you got going on in your life tonight, but God's brought me here to preach to somebody that he is that delivering God for whatever situation you're going through. Hallelujah. Oh, would God touch us right now? Why don't you extend your hand unto heaven right now? Why don't you reach out to God right now? I've got a bunch of you right now that are ready to reach for God. We need everybody. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God brought me here to preach this message to let somebody know, hallelujah, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's the same God that blessed you before. It's the same one that's going to take you through now. That same God that filled you then can fill you now. Hallelujah. He's still a forgiving God. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. God bless you. Hallelujah. And so The king says, blessed be their God. There is no other God that can deliver. And I like how it says, after this sort. Amen. I like that wording. Amen. He's going to take you through the fire. Well, that's the fire. Another king would ask of Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 16. Or actually, let's go to verse 20. Amen. He had left them in a den of lions. Amen. They'd had a pride, not quite a month. They couldn't quite get to a month, but they had a pride 21 days, Brother Levi. Amen. Those 21 days, you were only to pray to the king. And the king kind of got roped into his whole pride thing and decided that it would be a good idea to decree that we're going to have 20 days of prayer unto me. Amen. Arrogant much? Hallelujah. Praise God. And praise the Lord that Daniel was again an individual with that foundation. Hallelujah. He would open up his windows to the east. Amen. I believe that's pointing towards the temple. Hallelujah. And though he knew good and well that the temple was destroyed, he just had faith to believe there's going to be a temple again someday. Hallelujah. And so I'm just going to get up and pray. And you know, one time isn't quite enough. Amen. But how about two times? Hallelujah. And two times is good, Brother Jordan. But you know, three would even be better. Hallelujah. Why don't I just keep praying? Amen. I'm not careful. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm thankful for individuals and preaching that I hear in this church. Amen. It gets me up, riled up. Hallelujah. There gets some fire in my belly that says, amen, I can have a firm foundation. I don't have to be careful in this hour, but I can be a soldier for truth. Hallelujah. I don't have to be cowardly. Amen. But I can go forth proclaiming the truth of God. Hallelujah. And so the king was tricked into this decree, but he has to follow after it. And so he does indeed put Daniel in the lion's den. And so he's so worried that his friend and one that he's connected with spiritually has been ripped apart. And Daniel chapter 6 and verse 20 said, when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice. He's already started the funeral march. Amen. Yeah. Unto Daniel, and the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, hallelujah, whom thou servest continually. That's a pretty good epitaph, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. I'd like that said at my funeral. Amen. His God whom he served continually. But is he able to deliver thee from the lions? Is he that kind of God? Who is that God? And I'm appreciative of the response. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Again, my God has sent and his angel, amen, and he has saved me from the den of lions. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's that God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I said the devil's like a roaring lion, seeking to and fro whom he may devour. But we've got that God. Hallelujah. That God's with us. That God's for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I appreciate Darius's decree and praise. He says, unto all that dwell on earth, people, nations, languages, the living God, steadfast forever, his kingdom shall not be destroyed. Dominion unto the end, delivereth and rescueth, worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. And he delivered from the power of the lions. I'm trying to help somebody understand it doesn't matter what you come against. Hallelujah. They didn't have some of the things that we deal in this hour. Amen. You don't find meth addiction and heroin addiction and so forth, I don't think, within Scripture. But he's the God, hallelujah, that delivers. Amen. He's the God that reaches down. He's the God that delivers children. Praise God. He's the God that raises up. He's the God that resurrects those that are dead in spiritual sin. Hallelujah. I said he is that God. Luke chapter 7 and verse 11. And it said, and it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him and much people. But now when our gospel says the day after, Brother Norm, I want to know what happened the day before. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, it was just the Lord healing the centurion servant who was ready to die and in a different location from Jesus. Yet was he found whole. Amen. Because Jesus can speak in one place and something happened in another place. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just like, amen, if you can get praying in the Spirit, you can start praying in the Spirit over here, Brother Thomas, and something powerful happen over there. You can get praying in the Spirit over here, and somebody get delivered over there. Hallelujah. Because he's that God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so he came nigh to the gate of the city. Behold, there was a dead man carried out. The only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And this woman's situation was desperate. A widow with no heir to support her was facing utter destitution. And it says, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. And verse 14 says, and he came and touched the bier, the bier. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's just a coffin. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And I see some three things here, amen. Good preachers would pull a whole bunch more out, amen, but I'm just doing the best I can. It says, by touching a coffin or funeral couch, Jesus was willing to render himself ritually unclean. Right. Hallelujah. And you think you're too far gone for Jesus. Yeah. Amen. How many times have you heard, man, if I step into the house of the Lord, I mean, the roof would cave in. I'd get hit by lightning, amen. And I have somebody within my church that speaks about how he got people addicted to drugs, and he got kids addicted to drugs, and just awful things that he did, amen. And it's under the blood. Praise God, he's saved in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because the Lord reached down and the Lord said, I'm willing to get my hands dirty in this mess. Praise God. I'm willing to touch you where you're dead, amen. And I'm willing to speak into that life. Thank you, Jesus. And I like what it says. It said that they're bearing it and they're carrying it. The purpose of being a pallbearer is you're getting going where you're supposed to go. I'll never forget, amen, that time I helped pick up my uncle's coffin. My goodness, was it heavy. And I was worried, am I going to make it where I'm supposed to go? And one of the funeral directors looked at my face and he thought I was shook up in the moment and about to cry or something. But no, it was just so stinking heavy. Amen. But the purpose of picking that up is you're moving. Hallelujah. Amen. There's a body in here. Amen. And it's got some weight. Hallelujah. It probably has all of his weight back then. Amen. I doubt there was much mortician work that took place. And so we're carrying him. But I like when Jesus touched it, Scripture says they stood still. This isn't on the schedule. Amen. This isn't on the funeral program I got. Jesus isn't on the guest list. This isn't the cultural norm. But they believed something significant was happening. Thus they stopped. Oh, praise God. On a night like tonight, amen, just think what you'd be doing if you didn't know the Lord. There'd be some comfortable stuff you'd be doing, amen. There's a reclining position that you could be on with more of a cool breeze on the outside on your porch, amen. There could still be the smell of barbecue wafting through your nostrils. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. It might be marshmallow time for the kids and the grandkids. And then you got saved and the Lord showed you better things. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I got a better schedule, amen. Get you to the sanctuary, hallelujah, because I'm going to touch you and something's going to happen. Some life that hadn't been there before is going to come back. Woo, into you, hallelujah. And I'm appreciative when we can stop, hallelujah, he's going to speak. If I can get you to stop, to not go on to the media, to not go on to the other stuff, amen, if you would just give me some time, amen, I'm going to be able to speak into your life. I'm going to be able to touch you. Hallelujah. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up. And he began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother.
And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet has risen up among us. But that wasn't enough. They said that God hath visited us. What happened? Hey, man, he's not just the God of the Old Testament, but that God has come into flesh. He's dwelling among us now. He's that God that cares enough about our infirmities to get personal, to become human. Woo! Hallelujah, to die for me. What am I preaching about? I'm preaching about that God. Praise God. I just want to remind you that God was in Christ. Hallelujah. Reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. What does reconciling mean? Getting into good relationship. Hallelujah. As a parent, I know all about unreconciliation. Amen. Praise God. No matter what's going on, Brother Abbott. Nah, that'll be a small issue. They can work their way through that. My last words, that's not going to escalate. Good night. Amen. Praise God. We better reconcile. Amen. He's got a bloody nose. Hallelujah. She's got a hurting hand. Amen. We got to be reconciled. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. I said he's that God. How powerful is this plan of the incarnation? How powerful is the plan of God coming to earth? God being in flesh and dwelling among us. 1 Corinthians 1:24 says, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, read that with me, the power of God and the wisdom of God. I said all you need is Jesus today. The mighty God is Jesus. I said it's all in him. Amen. It's the wisdom. It's the power. It's the might. It's all in him. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, the mighty God is Jesus. Woo! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, you awake yet? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I hope you're awake on a sleepy Thursday night. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord, because I want to take you to Revelation 22:3. It said, and there shall be no more curse. Well, that sounds good. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know what that's like anyways right here on earth. Amen. Jesus became the curse for us. Hallelujah, that there would be no curse. Because cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Hallelujah. He took that curse for us. Don't you dare try to live in that curse. Amen. But here it's a curse of the removal of all sin. And it says, but the thrones of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. That's not quite what it says, is it? Hallelujah. Praise God. It says the throne, singular, of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. When you begin to know the God that is the God, amen, and the Lamb at the same time, the Lamb for sacrifice and the Almighty God, is it okay to preach some oneness in this place tonight? Hallelujah. When you can get a revelation of who he is, that there's one throne, Brother Churchill. Hallelujah. There's one God. Amen. There's one Father. Hallelujah. And he became that Lamb through the Son. Hallelujah. And he gave himself for me. There was that revelation to Thomas in John 20 and 27. Praise God. I don't call him doubting. Amen. I know he was doubting, but I call him declaring. Yeah, okay. It's okay to say, I'm not going to take your word for it. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's okay to stick around, Thomas, and say, I'm getting my experience. Yeah, okay. You guys can talk all you want about that. I'm going to taste and see for myself. Amen. I want to feel for myself. I want to hear his voice for myself.
And the Lord says, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. Amen. And Brother Mike speaks about that wound, and I have no idea what he's talking about. Hallelujah. He's got a lot more medical understanding than I do. Amen. But I am drawn to the Lord's wounds, I'll tell you that much. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want there to be a day where I see that side. Hallelujah. Where I see those hands. Praise God. Where I worship at those feet. Praise God. And he says, reach hither. Amen. And be not faithless, but believing. And I said, he's declaring Thomas because he understands you are that God. He says, you are my Lord and my God. I would that you would know the one that was wounded for you. That you would know the one with the nail-scarred hands, the nail-scarred feet. There's something special about knowing that God. Let's pray for a moment. Oh, would someone be drawn to those wounds tonight? Oh, I want to leave you to leave this place declaring unto God tonight. Yeah, you are that God. Yeah, I went in a mess. Yeah, I was in a problem. Yeah, I was in complacency. Hallelujah. I was lulled to sleep in that time of my life and that season. But oh, you touched me, God. You showed me that you are the resurrecting Lord. You showed me that you are the great Savior. He's so personal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul, amen, is a zealot. Praise God. Paul, with what knowledge he has, is just going for it with all of his might. He's serving God with all of his might. But he doesn't know that Jesus is that God. Hallelujah. Doesn't know that Jesus is what he is looking for. Acts chapter 9 and verses 5 and 6. And it says that he said, as a bright light would knock him down to the ground, he would call out, "Who art thou, Lord?" Praise God. And the Lord said, "I am Jesus." And later he testified that they were speaking in Hebrew. So you would know what he would say when he would ask, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go in the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." And I just want to tell you plainly, amen, that Jesus is that God. Amen. Imagine the astonishment that was in Saul's heart, hallelujah, as he's realizing that you're that God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. The one that I was trying to get people to blaspheme. Yeah. And I love how it only ever says that he tried to get people to blaspheme. Amen. Amen. Never said he was successful. Hallelujah. Because there's just something about getting the presence of, or rather the Spirit of God in your heart. I can't deny this God. I'm sorry, Saul. You can rip me out of my house in front of my kids. You can put me in jail. Amen. I can't deny who this Jesus is. Hallelujah. And Saul would realize he is that God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're coming to a close now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thomas, if you want to come help me. Hallelujah. Thomas is coming. He's going to be Paul to the Greeks now, and he's coming off of a shipwreck. Amen. So come on, and I know you're probably feeling pretty cold from the shipwreck, so go ahead and just show us that you're cold. He's frigid tonight. Amen. He's Praise God. And if I ever just bust out giggling for no reason like a little school kid, amen, it'll be courtesy of my brother Greg. Hallelujah. Pastor was teaching Sunday morning after camp last year, and I got the giggles. And it was because Dad had made a good point, and I got up and was clapping. And I sat down, and my mature 47-year-old brother had pushed the songbook so that I would sit on the business end of them as I came back down. Amen. And that just cracked me up that he'd still be willing to pull a prank like that. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we can have fun in church, can't we? Amen. But we better get to Paul. He's feeling hypothermic. Amen. He's had a time out there. Amen. It's been days and days. So praise God that the barbarian scripture says, and that's just meaning unbelievers. They're idolatrous. Amen. But they're kind enough. Amen. What do you do if you're shipwrecked? Amen. Don't just sit there and start blaming the Lord and saying, God, how could you let this happen to me? Amen. Move on. Paul, go ahead and kindle a fire. Hallelujah. Go ahead and start kindling a fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's going to have a fire that just starts in the air, apparently. Hallelujah. You thought Paul wasn't powerful? Praise God. He just starts whittling and things start happening. What else do you do if you're feeling shipwrecked? Amen. Well, you got to start that fire. That's what we're here to do tonight, aren't we? Praise God. I want to leave not just physically sweating from the, amen, from the heat in here, but I want there to be a spiritual fire that's going on in my life. Praise God. So what do you do after you get the fire going? Well, you got to go, amen, get some more fuel for the fire. Go ahead, Paul, go and find you some fuel for that fire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And when you're doing something, what happens? And I guess, oh, okay, he's dropping it now. Praise God. The fire has hit the ground. Hallelujah. Man, even Paul can't hold it up for that long. Says at some point, gravity's got to take over. Have your way, physics. Hallelujah. Praise God. But what do? You bring more fuel to the fire. Amen. What's midweek for? I'm here to have a fire time with God. Hallelujah. Why? Because the enemy gets upset when I'm doing a work for the Lord. Because I've kindled a fire, and Brother V, I'm getting more fuel for the fire, the enemy is upset, and what happens? He gets bit by a viper. And that viper bites him, and it's venomous, and it's poisonous. So what do you do when you're bitten by a viper? Amen. What do you do when the enemy comes against you, and it's this accusation, and it's this problem? Hallelujah. Shake it off, Paul. Go ahead and shake it off. Praise God. Hallelujah. Better yet, and you've got to get this, if he shakes it off just anywhere, that viper can come back, amen, and it can bite him, it can bite somebody else. How many of you know that the enemy just keeps coming back? Hallelujah. He does. He's going to find some other accusation, amen. He's going to find some other lie. Hallelujah. Don't listen to him. Don't even give him any, don't agree with him. Don't give him any foothold into your life. And the way you do that, Brother Paul, is you shake it off. And you shake it off into the fire. Wouldn't you love to have seen that? Amen. Wouldn't you love to see that viper? It moved for a little while, but the fire was just too strong. Hallelujah. It hissed a little bit, but it just couldn't get out. And the next thing you saw is it writhing and withering. Hallelujah. How many of you are going to be dedicated? Say this church, hallelujah, it's going to be a fire, amen. I don't care what kind of bite I have, Brother Abbott, when I come into the house of the Lord, praise God. No matter what kind of day I've had. Doesn't matter who came against me, hallelujah, what report came, praise God. I've got a fire to throw every viper into, amen. I've got a fire for my sin. I've got a fire for my mistakes. I've got a fire. Every situation I bring, I said, he's that God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. But now we come to the that God part. We still got bit, didn't we? And it says that the members of this island, what are we at, Miletus, I think it was, hallelujah, that these individuals, and Brother Mike, I just feel a little bit offended that you would use that word, amen. Praise God. We'll call them villagers, hallelujah. Amen. But they're waiting. Now let's look at verse 4, 28 and verse 4. And thanks for staying with me, Paul. You're still with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not quite. Amen. We've got to get to your past, sir. You know where we're going here. It said, when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt. Everybody say no doubt. This man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. Oh, praise God. Now wonder, amen, and you've heard this preached, no doubt, amen, but it's good to just preach it again. Hallelujah. Praise God that that was indeed his past that we're looking at. He did take Christians to be murdered. He was at Stephen stoning to death. Imagine how brutal that was. Amen. And he's telling the folks, fellas, amen, you need to have full range of motion. I want you throwing as hard. I want you to embed those stones into his skull. So give me your coats. Amen. Let me hold these. I'm consenting unto death. He was a murderer. Hallelujah. Praise God. But verse 6 says, howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said, he's that God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They said, Paul must be that God. Paul must be that God that can save from the venomous snake. Amen. That can save from poison. Hallelujah. Paul must be that God that though he was a murderer, he can get through it. But I'm so thankful, hallelujah, he wasn't that God, amen. He had met that God. He'd been buried in that God's name. They said to him, don't sit around, Paul. What are you doing sitting around? Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. He met that God, the very God who could cover up the ultimate sin. He's making martyrs of Christians. Oh, praise God. But he met that God. I said, he's that God that can erase your past. He's that God that can deliver you from every venomous strike from Satan. Praise God. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nudge your neighbor. Make sure they're still awake and tell them he's that God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may as well stay up here, Thomas. Amen. We're about to give an altar call anyways. Hallelujah. You're coming up to altar call, right? All right. Praise God. Why? He's that God. Hallelujah. There's always something for me at altar call. I want to always give room for God to touch me and minister to me and touch my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. Paul told Timothy, this is a faithful saying. I like how Timothy can receive stuff that we might consider basic. Amen. But it's important for us to understand how important it is. It doesn't matter how many times you've heard it about it in your life. Amen. He is that God. Hallelujah. And it says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Amen. That's a weird word. Praise God. Weird way of using that. I'd say acceptance. Can that work? Amen. Worthy of all acceptance that Jesus Christ came, or that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. What's he doing? Are you kidding me, Greg? He's shaking the viper off. I can shake off vipers. I wonder how long they watched him. That's so funny to me. Amen. Praise God. They're watching. I don't know what else. If he was gathering more wood, or if he got a skewer and started to roast a hot dog. I don't know what he was doing, but he's just got this captive audience just looking at him. Praise God. And I like to think he probably knew why they're watching him, and he's just chilling. Amen. Just having a good time. What do? I cast off serpents all the time. Amen. I can do this every day. Hallelujah. I wake up saying, amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life, God.
Hallelujah. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall take up serpents. Hallelujah. They shall speak with new tongues. Woo! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said it's worthy of acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world. Praise God. And so I look at Hebrews 4:15 again. Praise God. We have not an high priest. Just cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Who is in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So what do I say as a sinner, Brother Norm? I better cower from that God. I better run away from that God. He came and he was without sin. No. That's what it says, Sister Maria. Amen. It says, go ahead and start coming boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help when everything's going right. As long as everything's going right, here I come to the throne, God. I can come to the throne. Brother V, I had an awesome day. I think I was sinless today. Didn't flip out on any kids. Praise God. Amen. Had an awesome day. Now I can come to church. No. You come to the throne of grace in time of need. Oh, I need you, God. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need you, God. Praise you, Lord. I need you in this place, God. Why don't you take a neighbor by the hand? Let's come up together. Come on, he's that God. I don't know what you're dealing with in your life, but he is that God to touch you, to save you, to heal you, to minister to your need. Why don't you lift your hands up to him right now? Go ahead and help somebody pray together. I said he's that God. I said he's that God. Hallelujah. Oh, go ahead and worship in his presence. Oh, let him speak life into your situation. He can speak life into your finances. He can speak health into your body. I said he's that God.